Get going. Right, we're going to go ahead and call the Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District to order. Today is May 5th. It is 11:38 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, Larry, we'll start with you.
Larry Myler, board member.
James, you're on. Well, we couldn't hear you. Can you try again? There you go. Okay. Thanks, James.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right. That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, moving on. Our first item are the board meeting minutes from our February 3rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They look accurate to me.
Okay, can we get a motion then,
Yeah,
Larry?
you good?
I move to accept meeting minutes from last meeting.
Perfect.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, David, you're up.
All right. So for Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District, the balance sheet, governmental funds, as of March 31st, 2025, in the general fund, we have a developer advance receivable of $14,172, and we have liabilities of accounts payable and of $18,950. In the debt service fund and bond fund, we have $98,311. Reserve fund, $1,423,497. In the mandatory redemption fund of $91, and receivable from county treasurer of $462,476. In the capital projects fund, we have in the project fund $131,587. In the restricted projects fund, we have $2,789,655. In the subordinate project fund, we have $56,373. In restricted subordinate project fund, $551,251. And in the cost of issuance fund, $9,058. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues.
Could I ask a question before we move?
Yes.
So the 3.5 million in capital projects fund is really now contingent upon annexing more land, right? Or
Because
is
of
it
the restricted accounts, is that
right? The restriction is
believe so.
annexation, right?
I think in this case, yes.
Yeah, but is any of this 3.5 available right now to pay PID eligible project expenses?
Most
131.
like, most likely this one where it's not restricted,
Okay.
and potentially this one also, 56.
Okay, so 130,
187,
187.
188,000 almost.
Okay. All right. Just checking. We've got a new bill coming through on the last little bit of paving that had to wait till this year. It's been done now. And it'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of this. But we also will be annexing another 3.6 acres at the end of this month or beginning of next month. So if y'all could gear up for a quick annexation and release of the proportional funds of that, that'd be helpful because that'd go toward some of the current expense that we're showing.
You
So,
said three
yeah,
point
get
six.
us the info, Larry. So plat map, legal description, I'll have Matt start on the notice of impending boundary action. We'll also do the resolution for the annexation. So we'll just, I think Matt will just need the legal description for that. So
We have that. We have that legal and a map. In fact, hey, Braden, I'll have Braden come in because we just put this map together recently.
okay. And then, yeah, Braden typically coordinates with me really well.
So Braden, you
Okay.
know Michael Jensen?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So we're having a board meeting right now, just so I don't forget this because I got to run in a minute after this is over. But could you please provide the plat map and the legal description for the 3.61 acres that the second choice that we had, the one up north of Miller Crossing where the DBAT was going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you get that map and legal to Michael Jensen immediately?
Okay.
It looked like you look like you're wandering around with nothing to do. So I know. You're waiting for me. Okay, so that's coming, Michael.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, let's get that ready because as soon as we close it on like June 1st, we'd like to be able to draw down on some more of the annexed funds that are coming.
Okay.
Did I get that right, James?
Yeah. Nope, I mean, that's perfect.
Great. We talked about this. I just want to make sure that was exactly what we had agreed on doing. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. We can go on now.
No, no problem. That's what we're here for, right? To discuss the financials. So it was great. So in the general fund expenditures for the current quarter, we have accounting $2,456 and legal of $1,855, giving us an ending fund balance of -$4,778. And that will be taken care of with those developer advances when those are paid. So moving on to the debt service fund, we had interest income of $14,373. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $1,984,375. And in the capital projects fund, we had $35,798 of interest income and expenditures capital outlay of $397,881. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $3,537,923. So are there any other questions or anything you'd like to look at a little
yeah,
more?
David, one other question. When we annex that 3.61 acres, could you let us know, perhaps not right now, because it might take calculations, how much money that would put into our unrestricted construction fund?
Yeah, I'll have to look at the transcript and see like the calculation of how that works there. But
excellent. Yeah, maybe you just shoot it to James and me, email or whatever works for you. After whenever you can do that, we'll just that'll help us with our planning.
Definitely, I'll look that up after our meeting and see, I'll get that to you as soon as possible.
Perfect.
Okay. Any other questions then?
Not for me.
Okay.
Okay. What I would need then, board, is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I make a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Last thing is we need to appoint Dan Mortensen as the new treasurer for the district. So we just need a basic motion to approve him.
I move that we approve Dan Mortensen as the new treasurer for this PID.
Second.
All right, we have a motion second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's official. That's unanimous. Okay, we have the things to get back to you guys on. Anything else that you guys need from us besides the annexation and then the numbers for the funds?
I don't think there's
anything. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, could we get a motion to adjourn then?
I move that we adjourn.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Thanks, aye. You guys.